What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're already starting to see more indications that the Democratic National Committee has not learned any lessons from the debacle of 2016. Now, DNC rules are that the officials have to remain neutral on all the candidates and all the campaign activity taking place around them. But apparently, Ken Martin, the DNC's vice chair and president of the Association of State Democratic Committees, apparently scolded a liberal activist at the New Hampshire Democratic State Convention last week for handing out flyers critical of Joe Biden. Now, the incident was reported by Norman Solomon, the activist on the receiving end of Martin's animosity, for the liberal blog Common Dreams. Now, that is definitely a tacky no-no. So, this DNC official violated the neutrality rules. And that means, again, they've chosen their candidate that's going to be Joe Biden. And by the way, I'm not watching the debate tonight because Tulsi Gabbard isn't going to be there. They set up the polling and donations rules specifically to exclude her. And if they are, in fact, clearing the decks for Hillary to make a comeback, then, yeah, they need Tulsi out of there because Tulsi's another woman. And she's pretty. And she's young and she's got military experience, all things that Hillary is not. Now, there's been a new study of the public confidence in the media, and it found that nearly all Americans, over 95%, are troubled about the current state of the media, and by that they mean the corporate media. Now, while many wouldn't go so far as to label the media the enemy of the people, a majority were very concerned about the prevalence of fake news, the reporting of gossip and propaganda, rather than fact. Now, left-wing and right-wing agendas, steering reports, outright hit pieces, gotcha journalism, and the prevalence of celebrity opinions and lying spokespeople. And it is a mess out there. And the ratings show it. The ratings show it. I mean, they're arguing about market share, how much of the audience they, what percentage of the audience they have. What they don't talk about is the audience as a whole is shrinking rapidly. The phrase is called viewer flight, and it's happening. Because nobody likes a liar. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has stepped in saying they want more control over the news. The Pentagon wants to become editor-in-chief of America. And they're claiming it's because of the fake news and social media posts. They're saying they're such a threat to U.S. security. The Defense Department is launching a project to repel large-scale automated disinformation attacks. So one of the Pentagon's most secretive agencies, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, is developing custom software that can unearth fakes hidden among more than 500,000 stories, photos, videos, and audio clips. It's another automated censorship system. Now, this is being reported by True Pundit, and I haven't seen it confirmed anywhere else, but we're going to go for it. Apparently, the story is that Jeff Epstein did not die in his prison cell, and that he was actually removed from his prison cell to another part of the Metropolitan Correctional Center hours before his death, which casts serious doubt on the narrative of him committing suicide. This would also explain why they're hemming and hawing about all the cameras around his cell not working or the videos not usable, because it would have shown the cell was empty if it was true. So the FBI is investigating Epstein's death, which now includes the reports that Epstein was taken to a different part of the prison before MCC officials made a 911 call to the New York Fire Department. the story is getting murkier and murkier. The guy who's been flying the drone over Epstein's little Caribbean island. First of all, there's a lot of work going on down there, which is rather amazing, considering that the owner supposedly has passed away. And passing over one car, there's a gentleman who's basically standing there that looks an awful lot like Jeff Epstein. Can't say definitively it's him, but I don't think he's dead. So let's talk about the international news here for a little while. Over in Syria, Russia has resumed strikes on terrorists in Idlib. And apparently on September 11th, yesterday, the U.S.-backed Revolutionary Commando Army claimed it had repelled a Syrian Arab Army attack in the 55-kilometer zone surrounding the U.S. military garrison in Al-Tat. The militant group said that the SAA units advanced using a Red Cross visit to civilians in the area. Now, a Syrian military source stationed around the zone denied these claims. The source said that no clashes happened in the area. So everybody is out there lying. So apparently, they receive training weapons and supplies from the U.S.-led coalition despite multiple scandals surrounding this cooperation. Earlier in 2019, the group's spokesperson, Mohammed Mustafa Al-Jara, was caught raping a 10-year-old girl from the nearby refugee camp. Nice people that the United States government does business with. All right, let's take a phone call. We're going to go to Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Three quick things. Your caller, David, I believe he's from California, and he was criticizing Trump and some of the things that he did or did not do. I don't know if Donald Trump committed any crimes or, you know, might have misled people, but we both know imagery is sometimes larger than the truth. It's this image that really turns people off, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, David was out there, you know, claiming that Donald Trump, like Jeff Epstein, was trafficking children for sexual purposes and getting the kids from the border. That's completely unsubstantiated. And it's like I said at the end of the phone call, it sounded more to me like he had an axe to grind rather than wanting to talk about what's going on.
I don't doubt that, but again, we both know the mainstream media, they throw stuff out there, and people believe it because they heard about it. And, you know, in fairness to Donald Trump, and I don't like the guy, unless you really have some hardcore evidence, then you should not bring up things that you cannot prove.
I absolutely agree, and that's why I finally cut David off, because he was just getting more and more extreme, and, you know, at some point I was expecting him to claim that Donald Trump had a Death Star, and, you know, but as far as Americans believing what the corporate media says, if you go back to that story where the study says that 95% of Americans don't trust the corporate media anymore, I would say that probably Americans aren't believing what they're being fed by the corporate media, and that's why the government and corporations have hit the panic button regarding the independent media.
Right. The other two things, Mickey Haley and Pence are both evangelical Christians, and they are big supporters of Israel. Yeah. So, and a final thing, regardless... Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, we knew Nikki Haley was a huge supporter of Israel. I mean, she made that very obvious.
Right. Well, wasn't she accused of writing that epoch piece to the New York Times regarding Trump and criticizing him? Wasn't she accused of writing that that article?
Yes,
that's what I thought. And the final thing regarding Michael Flynn, I don't know if you know this or not. One of the last things that Barack Obama did, he told Trump, "Don't hire Michael Flynn because the guy is no good." Did you hear that story?
No, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, that came out over a year ago. And they interviewed Barack Obama, and he said, yeah, I did tell Trump there's things about Michael Flynn, and you don't want to hire him. And what happened? Trump hired him. Then he had to get rid of him 2 months later. You are aware that he is going to be sentenced on December 10th of this year?
Well, you know, I mean, it's looking more and more like his lawyers have basically proven that the prosecution engaged in egregious conduct. The U.S. government withheld evidence, possibly exculpatory evidence. And I think any reasonable judge is going to say, we have to toss this out.
Well, again, they announced that December 10th will be his hearing. And this is the kicker. The sitting judge that's going to sentence him, he asked the prosecution back in the beginning of the year, why don't you charge this guy with treason if he did all these bad things?
Well, again, it's a long time between now and December, and it looks like things are moving on the Flynn case and that he could be exonerated. And that, of course, would be a huge embarrassment. Yeah.
And I have to agree with Joe. I think the fact that his son was about to go to jail or be indicted, you know, that's why he didn't want to, really fight for himself, because they knew that his son would be indicted, and I don't think Flynn wanted that. I mean, the guy is broke right now. He had to sell his house. He has no money.
Yep.
So, and that's what the government does. If they can't get you one way,
they
will. Yeah, yeah. So, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Jim here, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So let's talk about Afghanistan and the fact that over the last 18 years, more than 775,000 U.S. service members have deployed to Afghanistan at least once. And that's a huge number. And where they went after that, or if that was their single deployment and they mustered out, we don't really know. But it's a huge drain of military manpower. And we're talking about a war that has persisted for almost an entire generation. And I think that was why Trump was really thinking about maybe finding a negotiated settlement to get out of it. And I think Bolton deliberately sabotaged that, and that's why Bolton got fired. Like I said, I think the next one who should be fired ought to be Barr, because he's another one of these good old boys who's going to protect the insiders here. Now, Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, who helped sell the ill-fated 2003 Iraq War as Secretary of State, Colin Powell's chief of staff, sees disturbing similarities between the buildup to the Iraq War and the current efforts to get the U.S. entangled in a military confrontation with Iran. I think most observers are seeing exactly the same thing. So on June 28th, Wilkerson joined journalist Mehdi Hassan's Deconstructed podcast to reflect on the current warmongering efforts of the Trump administration. As in 2003, Wilkerson said, raw and unfinished intelligence is being used to push a pro-war narrative. And in the build-up to the Iraq War, he noted, Paul Wolfowitz of the Pentagon's Office of Special Plans fed Vice President Dick Cheney with unfinished intelligence, much of which originated in Israel, to help sell the war. And Wilkerson today observed that think tanks such as the Foundation for Defense of Democracies are being similarly used to provide the administration with intelligence and analysis that is unsound but fits the hawkish foreign policy desires. In other words, they're lying to the president to get their war. All righty. Now, here's a rather bizarre story. And sources are saying that Trump said he hates the Obama-era nuclear deal with Iran, but he's toying with a French proposal to get the Iranians to comply with it for a $15 billion line of credit to Tehran, a bailout. In other words, Trump is going to go to Tehran and say, if you will continue to comply with the P5+1 deal, we'll loan you $15 billion. And my gut is telling me that the Iranians are going to turn him down because they don't want to be in debt to the United States. Israel is still bombing Gaza. Apparently, this is a follow-up to the interruption of Netanyahu's campaign speech by Hamas missiles last night. So Apparently, they struck 15 targets belonging to the Hamas movement, including a naval compound and several tunnels. So that's still going on over there. But it's good for the campaign here. All right, now up in the European Union, they have now responded to Netanyahu's statement of his plans to annex the Jordan Valley if he wins re-election as prime minister. That's roughly one-third of the occupied West Bank. The EU came on out and said any settlement in the West Bank is illegal under international law, which a lot of people have been saying, and Israel keeps ignoring them, saying, law, schma, we're Israel, we're going to do what we want here. But the EU's taking a stand on this, that they do not think this is a really good idea. It could literally spark a regional war. But apparently Netanyahu is willing to risk this because he thinks it's going to give him an electoral advantage. And Netanyahu is pulling out the fear card. He's telling the voters in Israel, if you don't vote Likud, Arabs will annihilate us all. They're coming for us. They've got a Death Star. All right. Another story here. Netanyahu's election promises spell disaster for peace or justice. And it's absolutely true, because what Netanyahu is promising is more Palestinian displacement, more hostility with the Arabs, and just, you know, he's now under fire for the anti-Arab comments, because there are people within the Israeli government, within Israel itself, who want things to calm down, who want to go back to the time before the founding of Israel, when the Jews and the Arabs in Palestine got along just fine. They lived together in peace. There was no hostility. And Israel came on in, played divide and conquer, and there's been bloodshed ever since. Now, a few years ago, there was a story that some sharp-eyed observers had noticed. There appeared to be cell towers in Washington, D.C. that didn't actually belong to the cell phone company. And it turns out they were Stingray units. And today, Politico is reporting that investigators discovered that Israel was behind the placement of these Stingray phone trackers near the White House. Now, you would think that the White House would respond with upset, but no, this is Israel. They're allowed to spy on us. And it's further proof of something I've been saying for a long time, that ever since 9/11, Israel has been blackmailing the U.S. government with 9/11, saying, you know, do what we tell you to do, or we'll tell the world what really happened on 9/11. And it'll be worse for you than it is for us, because people expect Israel to do this kind of stuff. They don't expect the U.S. government to do this kind of stuff. Meanwhile, over in Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has hosted a delegation of Christian evangelicals and pro-Israel American figures in Jeddah. And the delegation was headed by Joel C. Rosenberg, a Christian Zionist and dual citizen of Israel and the U.S. And the visit came on the eve of the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, which the delegation said was not, in fact, a coincidence. Okay, we've got some callers waiting on the line here. So let's go with Miles in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I hope Indiana's treating you good, and I hope it's giving Claire some relief.
Well, I got to tell you, where we are right now is very beautiful. It's very rural. There's a lot of wildlife out there. The place is really kind of growing on me. It reminds me a lot of where I grew up in New Hampshire. Anyway, listen, Miles, I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll come right back to you after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're on the phone with Miles in Maine. And Miles, what is on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I just wanted to say, I think Flynn should be exonerated and returned to his position. I mean, if Strzok can go back and these other fellows, I don't see why Flynn, you know, after he's justifiably exonerated, why he can't go back to his position.
I would agree with you, but the other aspect is how do we rebuild his life? Because again, as that other caller mentioned, he has been economically destroyed. He's lost everything. He had to sell his house. He's completely wiped out, and there should be some restitution.
Absolutely, definitely, he needs to be compensated for being tormented for no just cause. Absolutely. With Bolton, I think it shows Trump when he's unhindered that he can make the right decision. He can do the right thing when he is not interfered with continuously. So that gave me a little bit of hope seeing Bolton go because we certainly didn't need Bolton around. And
no.
Lastly, I wanted to comment on this Epstein deal. You know, And I don't know, Michael, I know you're probably much more aware than I am with all the news you go through, but I've never seen once where they've talked to the guards about what went on. Now, from my standpoint of what I know, I mean, who knows if these guards were drugged? Who knows what happened? Who knows if they said, yeah, they took Epstein to some other side of the prison to resuscitate him? And then we hear, well, you know, we didn't want to mention it, but, you know, Epstein escaped and he's on this island now and there's no extradition. There's nothing we can do.
Well, that doesn't explain the wheeling out of the body with his face exposed to go to the medical examiner. I think it was all a setup. I think they faked his suicide. And, you know, of course, now supposedly he's buried in an unmarked grave. So nobody can, you know, exhume him to see if it's really him in there, or even if there's a body in there. It could be a cenotaph for all that we know.
Has anybody that you've known of, has anyone talked to these guards? I mean, they were just so out of it, they didn't see him get wheeled to the other side of the place, or they were drugged, or what the heck went on? I mean,
well,
this is like
supposedly
Las Vegas, where
the original story was that the guards fell asleep, and that's why they weren't checking on Epstein every 30 minutes as they were supposed to. But the story really doesn't make any sense. I mean, this guy had been on a suicide watch that was called off at the request of his own lawyers, which sounds like they were basically trying to create a situation in which he could be smuggled out of the building.
Right. But does anyone know if these guards have ever been interviewed and spoken to?
Not,
because,
I imagine the FBI is, but they haven't been interviewed, certainly, by the corporate media. The corporate media is pushing the official story that Epstein committed suicide. I'm sure that the FBI is talking to the guards. But again, whatever the FBI finds may not be shared with the American people, because it would be another reminder that, yes, we do get lied to about these things.
Yeah, and, you know, if you recall, this is in Las Vegas. Remember they had the guard, then they had a different guy that didn't quite look like the guard. It was totally different. They said, no, this is the guard, and then we never heard from the guard again.
Yeah.
And finally, what I wanted to ask you is your opinion, and I know I've heard you say before, why go through another investigation? We already know that we're not going to get the truth. But what is your what's your official take on this reopening it and having the architects and engineers behind it, everybody like that? I mean, what do you think could possibly or might come out of it? Any hope?
Well, you know, it surprised a lot of people. I mean, when the House Select Committee on Assassinations convened under massive public pressure to take a look at the multiple assassinations that had taken place during the 60s, it was set up to basically rubber stamp the official version. And, I mean, they went to extreme lengths here. They made a big deal about the open umbrella along the parade route and the fact that it was claimed to have been a dart gun that was used to paralyze John Kennedy. And they brought the actual umbrella into the hearing room and said, don't point that at me, you know, yuck, 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 yuck. So they were just trying to ridicule the whole idea. But in the end, when the acoustic data was presented and made it obvious there was at least one other shooter, then they were forced to say that, yeah, there was probably a conspiracy of some kind. Of course, they stopped there and, you know, didn't lead on to say who was behind it all. So if there's a new investigation into 9/11, it will be set up and intended to rubber stamp the official story. But again,
well, see,
because of the excellent work that Richard...
This is coming out of New York, though, right? So, you know, that's what I'm thinking. Is this coming out of New York? And perhaps did Trump maybe have a little influence, was able to give a little push and say, look, we don't want this right here in D.C. We want you to do your own.
Well, unfortunately, Donald Trump did not give any indication of steering away. I'll tell you what, Miles, I got to put you back on hold for another commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Miles up in Maine. We're talking about 9/11. And Miles, I have to tell you, in watching Donald Trump during yesterday's commemorations, I did not see him in any way indicate deviation from the official story. We know that on the day 9/11 actually happened, he was interviewed in the media and he said he thought there had to be explosives. We know that during the 2016 campaign, he was dropping hints that 9/11 was not as it was known. But I think Trump is coming from the position right now that exposure of a hoax of this scale would be a death blow for this government, and it really would. And, you know, that's why a new investigation, if it's set up by the U.S. government, it will be an investigation to rubber stamp the official story. It gives them another chance to polish the lies a little bit and say, well, we know this part didn't make sense in the original story, but the reason for that is, and then they just pour more lies all over that.
Isn't it kind of the cat out of the bag with the University of Alaska information that went on and everything? I mean, with that coming out, I'd have to say it's kind of a little bit like you know, the cat getting out of the bag for the time being.
Well, that University of Alaska study, I mean, it's great that it was done, but it's not like it wasn't known that World Trade Center 7, for that matter, the two towers, were a controlled demolition. The official story never made sense, but the attitude of the government is, this is the official story, and we are sticking with it. And if you're a loyal American, you will believe the bovine excrement. And I'd love to see a new investigation. I'd love to see some surprise information come out of the woodwork the way the audio data did on the House Committee on Assassinations, where they have to say, okay, some part of the story didn't work. But again, as we dig into it, we find out that Barbara Olson's call never really happened. The guy on Flight 93 who was supposed to have said, let's roll, that never happened. It was just all, you know, fairy tale from beginning to end.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks a bunch for your commentary, and I hope you guys get well in Indiana.
I certainly hope so, too. I mean, I'm doing a lot better than I was in Hawaii. And we're going to switch over to Rick in South Carolina. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. How are you doing? I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, what you had mentioned earlier about the West Bank and the Palestinian issue. I'm not Jewish or anything, and you know, there's the Zionist movement, which is the Zionist cabal, which all believes in the New World Order and one world government, and the Jesuits, you know, part of that, you know, along with Henry Kissinger and Soros and a lot of other influential, you know, billionaires. But so that aside, it's actually international law that if, say, for instance, if Cuba attacked the United States, that as the defending country and we win, then we could do with Cuba what we want. We could annex Cuba and make it part of the United States, or we could just take some of their land, and we could do that. Now, what happened in Israel in 1948, the League of Nations had given Israel about 10% or less of the land. The Palestinians were given 90% of the land. But on June 9th, 1948, the day that they had declared their independence, Egypt and Jordan and Iraq and Syria had attacked Israel, okay? So,
yep.
So what happened was, and this also goes on for the next 20-odd years. In fact, in the Six-Day War in 1973, you had the same thing happened. Israel had told Jordan to stay out of it. Now, I lived in the West Bank, okay? I lived there for about a year. I lived in Jerusalem in the Arab section, okay? So I had friends that were Palestinian, okay? So And I often would come across, say, soldiers, Israeli soldiers, the IDF, and I'd watch them, how they treated the Palestinians, because as long as I'm staying there, they wouldn't be so rough on the Palestinians, because they were, you know, known to be excessively abusive to Palestinians, which I didn't like,
yes.
Okay? However, what happened was, in the Six-Day War especially, where they had, in 6 days, they conquered Egypt and Jordan, the West Bank, and Syria and the Golan Heights, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then they had a peace deal, or a ceasefire alliance were drawn up, where Syria and Egypt had agreed to the ceasefire alliance because Israel would have conquered them. They could have taken all of Egypt, all of Jordan, all of Syria, but Israel didn't want land. They wanted peace. So they said, these are the ceasefire lines we're going to agree to. That means, under international law, the aggressor was Egypt, Jordan, and Syria, and Israel was the victor, the defender, and they mm-hmm. have every right under international law to take all the land that they feel necessary to live in safety and at peace.
Rick, let me ask you a question, okay? If that was the case, if that really is the case, that an aggressor attacks another country and loses, that the defending country gets to just take all the land, then why is there still a Germany?
But because, say, if the defending countries decide what shall be done with the aggressor country, okay? So what happened was the United States and the Allies had agreed to allow Germany and Japan to rebuild themselves under very, very strict terms. They were not allowed to have a military. The Allies decided how they would form their existence after World War II. So that is international law. There's precedence for thousands of years. In fact, if you read Judges, the same thing happened there. Judges, I think, 14, where I think it was the king of this.
Yeah, but you're talking about something written before there was the concept of international law. Because
okay, let's just stick with modern history then. International law says the aggressor who loses a war that it initiated will be subject to the terms dictated by the defender. Okay, that's international law. So the Palestinians, and by the way, you can look this up on YouTube because there was a Kuwaiti politician who came to the West Bank. He went to meet with Hamas. He went to meet with the PLO. You know what he told them? He said, for 70 years you were fighting against Israel. You were given 90% of the land. You lost every war. There's a consequence to losing as an aggressor. You've lost the land. Now, all you can do now is beg for mercy and try to make peace with Israel because you lost. He said there's consequences to losing. He told this to the Hamas.
Rick, let me ask you a question. You keep saying this is an international law. Where is this written down? Where in the United Nations Charter does it say that an aggressor nation can literally be absorbed by the victor? And I'm not saying that you're necessarily wrong, but I mean, I'm looking at the fact that they're still in Iraq. They lost the war, both of them, in fact. And as I said before, there's still a Germany. There's still a Japan. It looks to me like if this is an international law, it's not really being used. And frankly,
every situation you're mentioning, the United States won against Iraq, and the United States determined how Iraq.
Then why there is still in Iraq? You know,
because the United States allowed them to live. I just explained that. I said Germany was allowed to continue to.
Rick, I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time with this idea that Israel has a right to steal Palestinian land.
They lost it. They lost it through their aggression against Israel in 1948.
From where I sit, it looks like it's stolen. Okay.
No,
I mean, first
they
of all,
lost
the Balfour.
Okay,
Rick, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I haven't caught your entire show today, but I was listening to the last caller, and he was mentioning that study from Alaska.
Yes.
That study was commissioned by the Architects and Engineers Group for 911
yes.
Truth.
Yes.
And I would – you are you aware of the grand jury thing, Southern District of New York, that got pushed through by the Lawyers Committee for 911 Inquiry?
Yes.
Okay.
Where they're starting to look at the yeah.
Yeah, well, it took 6 or 8 months for the U.S. attorney to do his job and submit it to a grand jury. So what I suspect will happen is that the study from Alaska will be put in as evidence that that's probably how that's going to be used, the value of that Alaska study. Okay, Michael, I'll get up here.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. We're going to get back to the news. Over in India, their military leadership is starting to really talk tough, and apparently a day ahead of a big rally by Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan, India has made a strong statement about retrieving Kashmir from Islamabad. In other words, going from a disputed area shared by two countries to simply grabbing it all. And that, of course, would be a terrible thing to have happen because, again, both India and Pakistan are nuclear-armed nations. And unfortunately, culturally, they have very, very hot tempers. So it's definitely another area in which we need to be we need to be paying attention to what's going on. All right. Okay, now a new poll shows that American voters favor a series of policies which, if enacted, would radically reshape U.S. foreign policy around the world, especially when it comes to the use of military force. Now, the poll is from progressive group Data for Progress and YouGov, shows that nearly half of American voters want to change the authorization for the use of military force. Congress's 2001 decision to authorize the president to use military force against those responsible for the September 11 attacks. Only 33% want to keep it in place. It also showed that 62% of American voters strongly or somewhat support reducing U.S. aid to alleged human rights abusers, and that 52% of voters support or strongly support ending weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, which has used U.S. weapons in support to inflict thousands of casualties in Yemen, of civilians, I might add. All righty. Okay. Now, Raytheon is expecting a boom in international sales of its counter unmanned aerial system, counter drone system, which is already battle tested with the U.S. Army. It's called the Howler system, which includes a Ku band radio frequency sensor, a command and control system, and its Coyote unmanned aircraft system designed to take out enemy drones. And they're expecting to see an abundance of buyers soon. The system would also include a high-energy laser and a high-powered microwave capability to provide a non-kinetic approach to knocking drone threats out of commission, according to company officials. Yeah, I think the microwave one is going to work really well. All righty, let's turn to the economic news here now. Uber is refusing to comply with a new California law requiring them to reclassify contract workers as employees after the rideshare company claims drivers are not core to their business model. This is shaping up to be a huge fight, which if it goes to the courts, Uber is going to lose. But basically, California wants all of the Uber and Lyft drivers to be treated as employees and subject to withholding. Anyway, now we mentioned this one briefly yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. Over in Great Britain, there's this payroll company, My Payroll IIHR, which closed without any warning whatsoever. And tens of thousands of employees from 4,000 companies had their paychecks simply became worthless, $26 million, leaving them unable to pay bills or feed their families. Now, one company that was affected by this, the owner of the company immediately took steps to pay his employees himself, which was the right and moral thing to do. And you need help? Okay. Now, we've been seeing a program of fiscal stimulus to support the economy. Unfortunately, its effectiveness is on the wane. It isn't having the effect it used to have. So we may be coming to the end of that little party as well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made headlines again the other day when she was addressing Congress about student loan debt, and she actually made a payment from the podium and said, well, now I'm only $19,000 in debt for my college education. But you need to remember, AOC got reportedly $10 million for a movie deal. And so she's still out there crying poor mouth about her student loan. She should just pay those off right now. Economists are now saying it costs $350,000 a year to live a middle-class lifestyle in a big city. So prices are going up, and real wages are going down. There's this debate about who's making more money, men or women. And somebody did an analysis and discovered that men, in terms of adjusting for inflation, are making less money today than they did 20 years ago. And that's another indicator that the economy is not doing very well at all. All righty. So getting on to immigration and the border here, apparently the Supreme Court slapped down this rogue federal judge and blocked this nationwide injunction on the new asylum rules. Now, this is a little hard to follow. Basically, Donald Trump had imposed new rules to try and control illegal immigration, and this judge, John Tiger, issued a national injunction blocking Trump's rules, and the Supreme Court just said, you can't do that. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about the immigration problem. And apparently Defense Secretary Mark Esper has authorized up to 5,500 service members to continue their missions along the U.S.-Mexico border in fiscal year 2020. This was in response to a request last week from the Department of Homeland Security to extend the mission. Now, the troops will provide infrastructure support, operational support, detection and monitoring support, and air support. They do not directly interact with the illegal immigrants coming across the border, but they are there to basically take over some of these jobs, freeing up ICE agents to, in fact, do that. Now, meanwhile, the Democrats once again are threatening to withhold their votes on a spending bill for the Pentagon unless Republicans agree to block President Trump from repurposing defense funds for the wall on the Mexican border. And apparently Democrats today offered an amendment in committee to block Trump from reallocating defense funds for the wall. Those Democrats do not want a wall. They want the illegal immigrants flooding into this country so they can be registered to vote and vote Democratic next year. That's their strategy. I mean, do you think the Democrats really care about these immigrants? They don't even care about Americans. They just want those votes. And they'll do anything to get them. Block the immigration wall, plunder the legal American citizens to give free stuff to the illegals. Now, Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Jay Johnson, basically skewered the Democrats on the immigration issue, saying, "You've gone way too far to the left." And he says, "Look, most Americans want to be fair and treated in a humane way. Those who have migrated here who are desperate, who are fleeing really bad conditions. We want to take care of the dreamers. But Americans also want secure borders. They want to get control of illegal migration." But to the Democrats, they don't care. They just want numbers. They want bodies. I mean, it's a perfect setup for them to steal the elections next year. According to Yale and Harvard, 25, 26 million illegal immigrants in this country spread all over, pouring into the formerly red districts. No voter ID laws. Turning over to Great Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson basically tried to shut down the parliament to speed up the Brexit process. And a court has now ruled the suspension was unlawful. And now Britain is in a constitutional crisis. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. "This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, So I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.